Three claps. I love it.
Yeah, in the back. Yeah, that's a good point. I'm going to go really quickly here. This is actually a benefit to the fact I'm actually an East Coaster, now living on the West Coast. I speak very fast. It actually works with 5 minutes. Shashi had reached out to me and he said, you know, I want you to bring one good sales concept that's working in your territory, something that's making people money right now. He said, I really want you to move them though. So I thought of all the things that I talk about on my daily routine. And he said, oh, by the way, you really need to rock the world in about 5 minutes. So in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to share one sales idea that I guarantee you will help you sell more life insurance. More specifically, it'll help you sell more cash value life insurance. You know, it actually dovetails very nicely with everything we've discussed here over the last day or so, because we see this migration happening in our industry. It used to be GUL for many, many years. It was about price and spreadsheeting. And what we realize is we're starting to move away from that. The carriers understand that. I think most people in this room understand that. It's hard to make a client understand that. Someone had said something earlier that, well, you can't say that to a client, and it's true. They don't understand everything happening behind the scenes, so how do we get them excited about a more expensive product? So what I do is I'm actually going to role play with you, and I'm going to do something that I used to do with my clients. And it's as simple as doing this. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, where do you think taxes are going in the future? And most people who have anything, have any idea of what's happening in the environment right now think they're going to go up. And you agree. I agree taxes are going to go up. Everything happening in our economy, with where our government is currently situated, it's likely to go up as soon as the end of this year. So my question to you, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, is where and how are you investing your dollars from a tax perspective? And that's usually a really eye-opening question for them, because we always focus on things like market diversification, but we don't talk about tax diversification. So I say, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I want to talk to you about where and how you're investing your dollars. The first place is taxable, and you cannot read this. We have it electronically. I can show it to you. It's the bottom left-hand bucket. The first one's taxable. These are after-tax contributions, and you get a 1099 at the end of the year, any interest you earn. It's 1 to 3, 1 to 5-year money. It is not meant for retirement, because you need compounding tax deferral, which you don't get. The good thing is, there's a lot of options. The good thing is, there's liquidity. The bad thing, it's not for retirement. The second one, which is the bottom right, is tax deferred. 401ks, 403bs, SEP, simples, any qualified plan. These are tax deductible contributions, good. They grow tax deferred, meaning for retirement, good. But when we move into retirement, they're 100% taxable. So there's two issues here. The first one is they're limited to how much money they can actually put in this bucket by the government. So if we have clients who are making over a certain amount of money, say you have a client making $250,000, that's at today's standards 5.5% that they can put away of their income, maxing it out at a normal 401k level. No one can replace a $250,000 income at 5.5%, especially in today's returns and yields. So, and the second one is, if you look at this from a tax standpoint, all of this money that we've been told since 1980, since the advent of the 401k, is this is where all your retirement dollars go. Everything you're saving for retirement is going to be taxable. And you just told me that taxes are likely to go up. So if we look at it, the last place that we can put money is tax favored. There's only three things: Roth IRA, municipal bonds, and cash value life insurance. If you take Roth IRAs, if we're talking to clients making north of $150,000, we're not talking about Roth IRAs. If you look at municipal bonds are great planning tools, but they give you an immediate tax-free income. They're not meant for someone preparing for retirement down the road, because you have to reinvest those returns that you get. So the last one's cash value life insurance, and it's the only thing that's an after-tax contribution. It grows tax-deferred, meaning for retirement, and it's 100% tax-free, properly structured, properly funded. So what I just walked through you in about 3 minutes used to be my fact finder. I actually used to, it's a nice marketing piece now. This used to be my fact finder. I'd draw it on a legal pad. I'd do those circles. I'd write in this cash, 401ks, all those things. And I'd say, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, where and how are you investing your dollars? And we'd walk through it. And what you'd find out is that about 90% of the money, almost 100% of the time, is on that bottom line, meaning that our client's money in a higher tax environment, which they agree to, is going to be 100% tax. So I used to use this as my, what I call now, the Susie Orman, or my buy term and invest a different killer. If you're going to tell me you're going to buy term and invest a difference, that's a reactionary term to me, because you don't know what you're talking about. I do. I'm the expert. So I don't say that to a client, by the way. That would be really pompous. But what I say is that, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, that is great. Buy term and invest a difference. This, first and foremost, is life insurance. Protect those most important to you. But my question to you going through this is, assuming you're going to actually invest a difference, where are you going to invest it? Because you just told me that if you're going to invest it, you're either going to put it more into your 401k, you're already maxed out, which means you're going to put it in your taxable bucket. And does that help or hurt you from a tax diversification standpoint? It hurts you. So is it worth it at least to have a conversation with me about the benefits of cash value life insurance in your overall portfolio? And that alone right there, I can't guarantee you it'll make more sales. They will have more conversations about cash value life insurance. It'll be less about the price and more about the value that they receive from the contract. All right on time.